Hey. Hey, hey. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh. Come on now, gather around, glad you could join us. Spreading some love to start your morning. No shame in my game, I just wanna praise his name. Living free but not in vain. Where would I be without his grace? Glad he chose my life to save. My life to save.
Life Unapologetic with Athena. We are super excited to be back with another episode. I am your host and your facilitator, Athena Stewart. I am also the founder of the Spiritual Growth Academy. Listen, if you have not checked out the Spiritual Growth Academy, go check it out. I'm really excited about the courses that are currently there and the courses in development. It is a place where you can definitely seek out your relationship and the authenticity of that relationship with God. We're really excited to be able to house some dynamic courses. We currently have Foundations of Faith that will really get you centered on the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I love the course of Foundations of Faith because it really allows you to see things from, I like to say, from A to Z. It really is an in-depth study, in-depth lessons on the Word of God, and it really brings so many different aspects of faith to life. It really breaks down what is faith, how do you develop faith, how do you use your faith, the things that you need to know to truly say, I believe, to truly say, I have faith. I feel like a lot of times when we are growing in Christ, when we're growing in our relationship, when we're walking this thing out, we don't fully have an understanding of even the very words that we so commonly use, like I have faith, you know. And when you think of the word faith, you'll often think of the scripture that says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. And for some, that might be enough. But for others, when you're trying to really grow, when you're up against some really difficult things, you really want to know that you know that you know the meaning of faith, that you understand your faith, where your faith is in the process of development. Because we also know when it comes to faith that the Word of God says that He has given us all a measure of faith. And so if I have a measure of faith, have I used that measure? Am I at the tip top of that measure of my faith? Have I taken the time to develop that? So I love the course Foundation of Faith. It was one of our first courses that we launched in the Spiritual Growth Academy, and I think it is just a phenomenal course. The courses are broken down into modules, and the modules are broken down into many lessons. Within the courses, you not only get a live recording lecture from me, but you also get the breakdown, the transcripts, the scriptures, the commentary notes for you to really jump in and further study. You get assignments, additional homework to do after that particular lesson or lecture is completed. And then you can kind of do your own self-pop quiz after you finish the lesson, just to make sure that you are really applying yourself. We also are currently rolling out our most current course. It's called Knowing the Voice of God. The way that I've been trying to roll out the courses in the Spiritual Growth Academy is in a way where you really are starting with that foundation, Foundations of Faith, and then you're building up to knowing the voice of God. Because to truly hear the voice of God, you have to believe that you are able to hear Him in whatever way He decides to develop that in your particular season. And so we have been going into the new course, Knowing the Voice of God. We've been looking at the will of God recently, and what does it mean by the will of God? What is the will of God for our individual lives, and what is the will of God for us collectively? So I am excited about the Spiritual Growth Academy housing some dynamic courses. The other part to the Spiritual Growth Academy is that you're able to be in community with others who are going in the same direction as you. So check out the Spiritual Growth Academy. You can type that into your Google search, or you can go to my personal link, solo, solo.to /Athena, A-T-H-Y-N-A, and you'll get the link to everything that is about me, everything that I've developed and everything I'm involved in. Also, check out my new ebook, 1 Hour Quiet Time with God, which will really walk you through my process of learning to develop that time with God, learning to be intentional, learning to be disciplined and consistent in the area of intimacy and relationship with the Holy Spirit. I give a lot of good insight. I give a lot of good prayer structures. I give a lot of good insight into numbers and colors and what those things can mean as you are developing that relationship with God. And so check that out. It is now available. You can also check that out at solo.to/Athena, and you'll see the link for 1 hour quiet time with God. You can go and check it out, make your purchase, and I pray that you get as much out of it as I have using the process and the breakdown and just some of the prayers that God has really allowed me to develop. Listen, I'm excited about this episode, The King's Prophetic Voice. We are in episode 6 of Storytime, recognizing God's prophetic voice. It has really been an exciting series of really just talking about God's voice, really talking about how that changes in and out of our seasons and how we can adapt to the evolving experiences of recognizing and knowing that we hear from God in the many different seasons. It is a process. It is almost like a muscle of growth, right? That you constantly have to cultivate and go after, because God is always trying to show us even more of himself and even more of the bigger picture for us individually as well as collectively. So I want to really share this episode that I did over on the Wisdom app and on my Instagram page. Sorry, I didn't do it live for you guys, but I didn't want to leave my supporters of Unapologetically Unashamed with Athena. I didn't want to leave my supporters out of this podcast, Life Unapologetic with Athena. I have so many different groups and names, but I wanted to bring you guys in on the conversation. If you want to check it out live, you can go to my Instagram. That's also in my solo link, and check out the live version of me recording it. But I want to drop this. So without further ado, listen, we are going to jump in to this amazing conversation. I hope you enjoyed as much as I did. Let's jump in. What's up, Wisdom? It's your girl, Athena Stewart, here again for Storytime, Recognizing God's Prophetic Voice. I'm the founder of the Spiritual Growth Academy, also the podcast, Life Unapologetic with Athena. Wisdom, we are here with Instagram. I thought I'd jump on and show my face on Instagram since I haven't been on there for a while. But let's do this story time. I'm on my lunch break. Y'all get to see me on Instagram looking like Nurse Betty. I'm on my lunch break, and so I wanted to jump on really quickly and do our story time that we've been doing on the Wisdom app platform. I think this is part 9 of Recognizing God's Prophetic Voice. So I just wanted to jump in, get this out the way. Hey, Kathy. Hey, my love. Hey, y'all. Hey, everybody jumping in and going off on Instagram. Good to see you all. I'm excited. We're going to do this. This one's super short. So we're going to jump in. We're going to do it. And we're going to get out of here so I can get to patients. So we have been doing what's called story time over on the Wisdom App platform. It's also been on my podcast, Life Unapologetic with Athena. And we've done it in some of the other places. I was talking to a sister this morning via Messenger, and I was telling her, since I had took a step back, right, that I've really been finding where I want to show up again as I begin to show up going into this new season of my life, and kind of what was the content that I wanted to give, how did I want to show up, and really being conscious of who I'm here to serve and not surrounding myself with any other people. Okay, let me just tell y'all something. I am no longer putting myself out there for the wrong people, okay? I'm being very, very conscientious of that. And it kind of goes into our story time. The title of this one for part 9 is Your Personal Story and Language with God Unlocks the Mysteries. Your Personal Story
get this, your personal story and language with God unlocks the mysteries of what you might be experiencing. And so what we've been talking about during this, good to see you too, sis, Nurse Betty. Listen, what we've been talking about during this story time is just how God has been showing up in this season of our lives. It's been different. It may be mysterious. It may be subliminal. And we just really been talking about how God shows up outside the box. I want to reread just one little part from our last story time. It said, he believes in us and is purposefully leading you and I, imparting to you and I, equipping you and I, and showing you and I how much he loves us through every interaction with him, including the unusual, including the creative, and even out of the box encounters. Y'all got to get that. I love it because whatever, however God is showing up for you today, however God is trying to speak to you today, he's doing it in many different ways. And we have to get out of the boxed in mentality. We have to get out of certain ideologies that because where we are, God may not be speaking to us. Because what we haven't done right, God may not be speaking to us. Or even thinking that we're not good enough to hear from God. And so today's part of the story that we're going to read again is titled Your Personal Story. Everybody has a personal story. I can't walk out your journey. I can't walk out your story. And you can't walk out mine. I can't tell you what God will or will not do in your individual journey based on your individual story because it's personal. This is where I'm at in my mind with God. It's like, I just want to know you for myself. I want to know your principles and your standards. I want you to deal with me individually, and I want to come to you individually and personally to walk out the things that I have to walk out with within your principles and your standard. And I want to be the best that I can be as my story develops. Why do I say that? Because God, I got some stuff that I am constantly dealing with. And my personal story, my personal journey isn't going to be relatable to everybody. So God, in this season, allow me to be with people who understand where I am and where I'm going. Allow me to meet the people, partner with the people, walk with the individuals who understand that I'm really not in picking apart your story. I'm really not into digging or peeling back the layers of your story to give my own individual opinion based on my ideology, my experiences, my teachings, and the list goes on. I just want to walk this thing out personally with God. And if something I'm walking it out personally with God encourages you or reflects good on where you might be walking, then let's do it. So let's look at this. It says, our personal story and language, because the language is even different. Come on, somebody. God might be talking to you in so many different ways than he talks to me in this season. We might be hearing from God in the same subliminal ways. I keep saying, God keeps showing up in numbers for me. I don't know why. I've never been a number person. I like my downloads from God. I like being in my prayer time and things just dropping in my spirit. And then I go after. Never looked at numbers as a way to really communicate with God. One thing that I've noticed by these numbers and seeing sequences of numbers repetitively is it really does cause me to stop, seek Holy Spirit on what he's trying to say, look up what the biblical meaning of the number sequences that I'm seeing may mean, look up different scripture contexts that really give me insight and revelation. It puts me on a treasure hunt. It really does to seek out the heart of God for me and what he may be saying for me or maybe for another. And so when we learn that this really is a personal thing, this really is about intimacy and relationship, when we learn that part, then we can get the language. When we can learn the language, the way that God is speaking to you and I, when we can grasp the language in this season, I'm going to be very specific about that because I used to be an individual who felt like God was always going to deal with me the same way, that I was always going to hear from God the same way, and it was always going to be the same. But yet my life is always constantly evolving and changing. How could it be that I could expect God to only speak to me in a certain way, yet I'm going through different seasons that always look different constantly? And so I've had to learn that as God pivots and as God moves in my different seasons, I need to pivot and move with him, because he's not pivoting because he's surprised by something that has changed or something that has come up. He's pivoting because he knows which way to go. He knows what turns to make. He knows what ups and what downs. And so as you begin to learn your language that God is speaking to you, the way that God is speaking to you, we talked about in the last story time, that God is a master communicator. And that he knows exactly how to speak to you. He knows exactly how to be relatable to you, where you are today. We ain't talking about yesterday. We're not talking about tomorrow. We're talking about today. Behold, this is a new day. God gives us fresh grace and fresh mercy. Today, we renew our minds, right? We renew our minds. Why? Because our mind and our heart are connected, and they drive our behavior. And so when you learn the way God is speaking to you, then you begin to see the mysteries for your life unlocked. What does God say? We talked about it last time in the last story time, that God conceals matters, and we are responsible for going after those mysteries, those matters that are concealed, that are in concern or that apply to our lives. All right, let me read this real quick, because I got to get up out of here. I'm going to read this real quick, and then we're going to jump off, okay? And the next one, we're going to go a little bit deeper. The next one, we're going to start putting some action steps together, but let me read through this real quick. I think I got some questions I want to leave with y'all, and then I'm out. I promise I'm out. I got to go, y'all. I got to go. I'm going to skip some pieces because they're kind of like little stories, personal stories of hers that I don't think really is relevant. All right. The prophetic voice of God is indeed very personal, but yet purposeful. Let me say that again. The prophetic voice of God is very personal and very purposeful. I was talking to my friend this morning, and I was telling her that I'm in a totally different space going into this new season. I'm super excited about this new season, but I'm in a different space of how I want to show up as an influencer and as a teacher. How do I want to show up? I'm still searching that out, and I'm taking my time, and I'm okay with that. But I was telling her that, you know, what God has dealt with me when it comes to how I influence people is all about intimacy. My biggest fight and my biggest journey has been intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because I have fought rejection for so long, right? And when you fight rejection because of trauma, and just backstory, was molested and raped by my father, was abused, was in a domestic violence home, went to another home where I was raised, where we were really rejected. We weren't really accepted, but we were tolerated. How many have experienced being tolerated? There is nothing like people just tolerating you. That's a whole nother conversation. When you live in an environment where people are tolerating you, that's a form of rejection in itself. And so coming from abuse into being tolerated, feeling rejected regularly, feeling unaccepted, how many can admit that that puts or plays a huge role in your relationship with God? If you don't unpack those previous experiences in the area of relationship, if you do not unpack the negativity that you have experienced in past relationships, it will affect your relationship with God. I'm just being honest, because, you know, real talk, in 2018, I had to sit down and have a real conversation with God. And this is where I began to learn about the Holy Spirit. I didn't have a whole lot of insight on that dude. I didn't really pray to him. I didn't really talk to him. You know, I was God and Jesus. I knew Holy Spirit was somewhere in there because he was part of the Trinity, but he wasn't really relevant to me because I was just focused on God and Jesus. And so I had to learn to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit. This is why it's personal to your story. I love the title of this. Even if we don't get too far from the title, I'm going to take my little time that I have, because I want to be impactful. I just don't want to rush through something. But as I began to go before God, because I was noticing that I was just going through the motions, and I was noticing that going through the motions weren't necessarily making a difference in my life. The momentary experiences that I had in worship centers, I don't really call them church because we're the church, but in places of worship that I would attend, I would have experiences, but they were not sustainable. And because they were not sustainable, there wasn't huge change. Yes, I was growing because I loved God. I had a desire for God. I was doing things in these different organizations, but there was a limit. There was a point where there was no further development. And at that point, I said, okay, something has to change because my experiences don't seem to be like everyone else's experiences as it relates to my story, as it relates to my journey. So I had to go and do a reflection on myself and my relationship with God, because going through the motions is not enough. Some of us may have routines. Some of us may think that we are in this space with God, but here's the text when you get to heaven. And God says, depart from me because you never knew me. Many people feel like that just has to do with sinners. Many people feel like that text means that, you know, you didn't do what God told you to do. That text really means that you could be doing all of these good things because it's what you do. It's who you are. You're a humanitarian. You like to serve people. You like to do X, Y, and Z. And that's all great and fine. And you get to heaven and he says, I didn't know you. And you wonder, how can that be that you didn't know me? I did all of these great things. I mean, I was a Christian. I did it in your name. That's what they said in that particular text. But there wasn't intimacy. You didn't really get real with God. You may have done all of the good things. You may have sown seeds. All of the good things that we say that we do to be reputable, good Christians, that has nothing to do with intimacy. That's performance. That's taking action in certain places, but there's a level of intimacy where you get real raw with God. That's when you really begin to turn the corner of where we are, recognizing God's prophetic voice. Why are we saying the prophetic voice? Because we want to recognize the heart and the mind of God. This really takes you to another level in your walk with God and in your story, because as you begin to recognize the mind and the heart of God, my goodness, let me tell y'all something. It changes the game. It changes the game on your identity. It changes the game on how people may be trying to deter you, on how people may be trying to put their mouth on you, how people may be trying to tell you you're not this or you're not that, or God didn't this or God didn't that. When you begin to really experience and know the heart and mind of God, nobody can truly at the end of the day deter you. Now, let me tell y'all, sometimes you might get knocked down. I'm not saying when people open their mouth, it can knock you down, but there's something that stays consistent in your heart of hearts. There's something that stays consistent in your belief system. When you truly have tapped into intimacy with the Holy Spirit, it doesn't mean that life gets super easy, but it does mean that when you get in those very dark seasons, in those very dark times, that you will always bounce back. I remember this toy I had. You could punch it and it would fall back, but it would come back. You could slap it to the side, it would go to the side, but it would come back. I feel like when you have truly found that space, that intimacy with God, that just like that toy might sway from the left to the right, up and down, it will always come back on its feet. It will always recalibrate itself. That's what the Holy Spirit does for us. I don't know why I went in that direction, but she says the prophetic voice of God is indeed very personal and very purposeful. I remember 2018, I was like, Holy Spirit, okay, all right, so I'm talking to you. This is new for me. I'm figuring this out. I've never rocked with you, but apparently you were left here by Jesus and God for me, so let's do this. But if we're going to do this, I just got to be real with you. I don't really know you. And because I don't really know you, I don't know how to really tap in to this thing called intimacy. And the more I began to talk very, very authentic like that with the Holy Spirit, the more that he began to lead me to different books that I could read that would help me tap into learning his character and his attributes. And the more that I walked that journey step by step, being very raw and authentic, the more I began to open up my heart and talk about my molestation and talk about my abuse, And talk about those things that I did in the dark that wasn't nobody supposed to know about, really laying everything on the table because I wanted to be honest. And I remember, and this is why that scripture, "Depart from me, I never knew you," is so relevant. I remember saying, "Holy Spirit, I don't know how to love you. God, Jesus, I don't know how to love you." I'm thankful. I'm being real with y'all. I'm thankful and I'm grateful for salvation. I'm thankful and I'm grateful for what I believe, Jesus, that you did on the cross. I'm grateful and I'm thankful, God, for all that you've done, all that you will continue to do. I'm grateful. But I'm at a point in my walk where I need you to teach me how to love you, because I realize that it's easy for me to love the things that I can see. And it's easy for me to fall in love with the things that are tangible. Come on, somebody, you got to be real. A lot of us is walking around saying we love God and we really ain't had that conversation with God to really know how to love the invisible. God, you are invisible and nobody has ever taught me how to love the invisible. I have knowledge and I have the ability to love the things that I can see. I have the ability to be consistently showing up with the things that are tangible, that I can feel, that I can smell, that I can hear. But this invisible thing, I'm at a loss. It doesn't negate the fact that I have been serving you. It doesn't take away from the fact that I have confessed that I believe in you. But at this point, in this part of my journey with you, I need to come up a little bit higher. I need to elevate a little bit higher. I need to come from the surface stuff, the superficial stuff, God, and I want to come to the deeper parts, this personal. I want to be personal, but I can't be personal because every time I hear the word intimacy, I have the flashbacks of the sin that I used to do that I associated with intimacy. When I hear that word, I have flashbacks of being molested by my father. I have flashbacks of the things that he made me do or the things that he did to me. So I'm getting stuck with my personal unhealthy, unloving experiences. I'm getting stuck with trying to go to this space with you. So help me, come on somebody, I'm being real. Because what God is trying to do is he's trying to be purposeful in this season. He's trying to get us out of this superficial, traditional rhetoric that we do every day and call it salvation, that we do every day and call it our quiet time, that we do every day and call we good. No, we're not, because we're not tapping in to the deeper things. I was talking to my sister this morning. I was telling her, I'm staying in my lane this season. I'm about intimacy with the Holy Spirit because that's what I feel like he's put on my heart. I've written an ebook on quiet time with God, and that's my lane. The next project I'm trying to do, I'm praying y'all pray with me. If you're in agreement with me, pray with me that this project that I want to do, back to basics, quiet time with God. And I'm not going to say the rest because it gives a secret location that I really want to shoot this thing. It's going to be a little journey, y'all, my next season. I keep saying that because I'm trying to get y'all. I want y'all to be excited for me because I'm getting excited about it. But I want to go back to basics. I want to go back to just what is relationship with God. In the Spiritual Growth Academy, which is my very first business, we have a course that we're still developing and I'm still creating the lessons, but it's all about knowing the voice of God. And this is why I'm excited about story time, because they go together. And I love when Holy Spirit is involved in something because it's never out of order. God will always do things in decency and in order. And so I hope I've impressed on your heart thus far that if you're really going to unlock the mystery of how God is trying to talk to you today, based on your circumstance, based on your situation, it has to be personal. It has to be personal. It no longer can be superficial. There is too much going on for us to continue to be on surface. It's just this superficial lifestyle of the body of Christ. There has to be a development, and it is not predicated on your circles. It is not predicated on your friends. It's not predicated on your family. You and God need to have a deep understanding, a purposeful understanding of where he's trying to lead you individually. Once you know that, then you can come together collectively. It goes on to say, and God is very good at getting his message across to you and I in ways that will mark and define you. Oh, I love this. I love this. That we talked about, God is a master communicator. He doesn't get it wrong. When he talks to us, He doesn't get it wrong. We may miss it. We may be a little confused. We may be trying to figure some things out. It may be a little fault, but God is not confused. He's a master communicator, and he will get his message across in ways that will not only get our attention, but will mark and define our identity. Y'all better get this. It will mark you. What is that? What do you, wait a minute. What are you saying? When you say something to me, it marks me. Yeah. Y'all got to get this. It's kind of like it gives you access. When God is speaking in your season, in your circumstance, in your situation, it's marking you. This is a spiritual thing. This is a spiritual thing. Because you may not get it, but when God speaks life over you, when God speaks prosperity over you, when God speaks deliverance over you, when God speaks faith, you are marked. In the spirit, they can see God done spoke over them. God's done released a thing. God's done said a thing. And it will begin to define you in the natural. As you begin to tap into what God is saying to you in your current season, as it begins to mark you in the spirit, and you begin to go after that thing, it will begin to give you clarity of your identity. She says, define you. To be defined is to get clarity. It's to get an understanding. It's to have a true divine knowledge of who you are. I don't care what you look like today. I don't care what your season is. I don't care how you struggle. I don't care how hard it is right now. I don't care how far you done strayed away from God. You're marked, and it will be defined. You will have an understanding of who you are and whose you are and what direction you're supposed to go in. It goes on to say, understanding God's voice and God's ways will never make sense outside of relationship with him. So you saying, okay, God, I know you've been trying to talk to me, but it don't really make sense. And if you're constantly seeing situations that aren't making sense, you're constantly seeing things that are being highlighted, that are being illuminated to you in your everyday, just in your everyday. You might be going across a billboard and something points out, it's your everyday. You might see a car, the same kind of car over and over again, it's your everyday. You might have dreams that are fragmented, it's your everyday. You might see numbers like I do, it's your everyday. If that is your everyday, if that is your everyday, sorry, Instagram, I gotta get off of here. I gotta get back to work. So forgive me. Let me end this and let me get back to work, because I'm really about doing things unto God, honoring God. Sorry, Instagram. I gotta get out of here so I can get back to work. I like to honor my job. Don't want to steal nobody's time. But what was I saying? Understanding God's voice and ways will never make sense outside of relationship with him. If you are walking in a season and you feel like you have a lack of clarity of a decision and of a choice, you really got to go and check what does your time look like with God? What does your time look like with God? Are you creating? And this is what I put in my ebook. Y'all check it out. My ebook, 1 hour quiet time with God. It really lays out a formula. Everybody's different, but for those who are confused on how to set the premise, set the stage to really do this thing right, it lays out a formula. Check out how you're going to God. Check out how you're giving what you need to God. A lot of times we go with a lot of words, and that's okay when we are new babes in Christ and we're just there, right? But as you begin to grow, and as God begins to take you higher, and as your seasons begin to seem to elevate and seem to get even sometimes a little bit harder, or sometimes they're super quiet, right? You got to learn how to go before God. You got to get some strategy in prayer. It can't always be the same. There is strategy. God will begin to teach you strategy. Why? Because the accuser works with strategy, and his strategy is working in a very legalistic way, and you have to learn how to navigate through the legalistic strategies of the enemy. I don't know why I'm going in this direction, but I'm gonna finish up here. In relationship with the Holy Spirit, you will begin to get strategy by which will give you clarity to the things that God is trying to tell you. I began to learn how to pray with scripture, and I began to take whole chapters of the word and create prayers out of the chapters. I have to post a prayer today on intimacy with Holy Spirit that I prayed this morning. I have all of these prayers that I've created that have the word of God all interwoven in them, because I learned that when you begin to give God's word back to him, that things have to change. Why? Because God's word trumps everything that you may be experiencing and covers everything that you may want to say. You may not even know what to say, but you allow the Spirit of God to lead you to a text or to a scripture or to a verse or to a paragraph, and you begin to just speak that paragraph out in regard to your circumstance and your situation, and it will begin to unlock what God is trying to say to you. Come on, somebody. So if you're trying to get clarity, maybe it means that I need to go back and check how I'm going before God. Maybe I need to go back and look at getting some strategy. Y'all better check out that book. I'm telling you, I tried to pack it with all of the strategy that I could pack it in there. It is super cheap. I think it's like $10. 1 hour quiet time with God. I'm telling you, 1 hour of time with God can change your whole day. It really can set the stage for you to have an insightful, impactful, and smooth day. Doesn't mean that every day is going to be like that, but it really can set the stage. And so as we get off of here, and I promise I'm going to come back and we'll do quiet time when I come back. I promise. Your personal story and your personal language with God will unlock mysteries. Now, I can go so deep with that, because when you talk about your personal language, you can even be talking about your heavenly language. Everybody's heavenly language is different, and it's very personal. You begin to know how to use your heavenly language and navigate through conversations that you can't have in your native language, in your natural language. I'm telling you, that's a whole nother level, but that's a whole nother teaching. Won't touch it. But I hope that you guys have gotten something out of this, that God is very, very good at what he's trying to give us today. I'm telling you, whatever God is trying to speak to your heart, your mind, your spirit, it will get through. It not only marks you, but it defines you. It will begin to give you clarity of who you are in this season, what is expected of you in this season, how to walk through this season, how to prepare for the next season. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but I'm like, God, thank you for this season that I walked through. Thank you for holding me through the rejection. Thank you for holding me through the pain. Thank you for holding me through the backstabs. Listen, thank you, God, for holding me up when people walked away. I thank you for this season. I got it. Thank you for sustaining me when I thought it was over for me, when I was like, I'm good on this, when I was like, listen, I ain't never showing up again. I have my time with you, but I'm good on your people. I'm telling you, I'm good on your people. I feel like they got enough people out there giving a message. I'm good. Thank you for sustaining me. Thank you for giving me the hunger. But God, I'm super excited for the next season. I'm telling y'all, I'm super excited about this next season, because it's totally different for me. I feel different. I move different. I'm not worried about things like I used to be. I'm not scared about things that I used to be. Come on, somebody. Sometimes the devil can get in your head and place that fear, right? You begin to be fearful to move ahead, to take steps, to take risks because of what people may have said about you. Not worried about that. So we have to begin to really focus on this being a personal thing. We have to really begin to focus on in this season, when we're trying to hear from God, when we're trying to get clear, defined answers, when we're trying to get clarity of our next steps, we have to make sure that rocking with God is personal. Some people say, I've been walking with God for a very long time. Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad that you've been walking with God for decades, but is there fruit? When people put their mouth on you, does your fruit dry up? Come on, somebody. When people say you're not this or you're not that when it comes to your walk with God, or when it comes to who you are in God, does the fruit, does the favor leave? I like to say the cloud. Does the cloud of God leave? Sometimes we begin to listen to what people have to say about our situation and our circumstance, or what people say we should or should not do. And we should be focused on the spiritual things. When you are walking with God, there should be fruit. There should be an evidence that you have had decades with God. There should be evidence that you've had weeks, you've had months, you've had years with God. Nobody can take away the fruit. Y'all better get this. Nobody can take away. I had to get that in this season that I'm coming out of. I got knocked down. I'm telling y'all, I was totally disconnected. I was totally disconnected. I started to believe the lie. There were some things that I had to check on me. There were some things that I had to take back to God. There were some things that I had to go back and say, okay, God, I need you to help me. I lost sight. I got off track. But there were some bigger lies that I had began to believe, and I began to let fear and anxiety come in from those lies. I began to let rejection have authority in my life because of the lies. This is why I'm doing this new daily affirmation that every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. Every tongue, every person that opens their mouth to say something negative in judgment against me will be condemned. What does that mean? It ain't gonna go nowhere for me. It's not gonna touch me. It's not going to be relevant. It's not going to sting like it was before I wasn't paying attention. It shall be condemned. Y'all better get this. It shall be condemned. Y'all got to start speaking those things out. Give yourself those daily affirmations that are biblically sound. Ain't going nowhere. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I may feel it. We talked about this in the last story. I may have to go through some things as a result of the formation of the weapons of the enemy, but it ain't going to go nowhere. It's not going to have the same effect that it had on me in this season I'm coming out of. Because it's gotten personal with me. I've went back to my personal, intimate relationship with God. And I began to look at that and make that more of a priority than my likes, more of a priority than my followers, more of a priority than what I release here or what I release here, more of a priority than where I show up here or where I show up there. I had to make a bigger priority of my relationship with God, knowing that I know God for myself in this season. Knowing that I know that God is for me and not against me in this season. Knowing that greater than is He that's in me than everything that I was experiencing in my season. Come on, somebody. Sometimes we got to go back and check that. We got to go back and we got to go back to basics. It may seem very, very superficial, but we got to go back to basics. And then when we go back to basics, it says that things will begin to make sense. Because we're in relationship. It said outside of relationship, outside of being recalibrated, outside of going back and getting recentered, things won't make sense, be a little bit stressful. But as we begin to go back to basics, things will begin to make sense. Listen, I'm done, y'all. I'm telling y'all, that was just a little piece of the book. I didn't even get far. But I did what God told me to do. I came on. I'm done. Let me read some of these comments before I get out of here on wisdom really quick. Everybody on Instagram, I love y'all for jumping on. Thank you. One comment says, thank you for the follow. You're welcome. That's digital currency. Dale, so awesome. Thank you, Dale. She says, so awesome. Amen. I try to be effective. Dr. Robert posted something. Listen, I love y'all. Yes, tell them the truth. It's giving you keys to access some doors. Come on, y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. I'm going to come back on when I have more time, and we're going to finish out this chapter, this particular section, so we can go on. I'm really excited about this one chapter that's titled Unlocking the Veiled and the Hidden Things, How to Unlock Some Stuff. Come on, somebody. How to unlock some of the hidden things. What I love about God is when you really are in that space, I don't care what it looks like for you. It might look different for everybody. I'm so sick of people trying to tell us how we're supposed to serve God or how God shows up for us. He shows up for you how He shows up for you. Okay. When you begin to accept that for yourself, it changes the whole game. Okay. Changes the whole game. But there's something about rocking out with God. And when He begins to show up for you the way that you know that He's showing up for you, it changes the whole game. So we're going to talk about how to unlock some things with God, how to unlock conversations with God, how to unlock the hidden things with God. Listen, y'all. When I stopped listening to people this season, when I cut off social media, when I cut off trying to be seen, when I cut off trying to be relevant and just went back to basics with God, life changing, mind blowing. You feel freer, you feel lighter, you feel empowered, you feel impactful all by yourself. Come on, somebody. Sometimes you just need to feel impactful all by yourself. Why? Because I just went back to basics with God. I just went back to basics. I just got back to knowing God for myself, knowing God for my situation, knowing God for my circumstance, and knowing that that was enough, knowing that because I needed to unplug, because I needed to be recalibrated, that was enough, that God was pleased with me even in the pullback. Come on, somebody. Some people feel like God ain't pleased when you got to pull back. God is pleased even in the pullback. Let me tell you something. Listen here. Elijah, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to say this and I'm getting out of here. Listen, Elijah went after them people. Elijah went after Jezebel's people. He said, I'm gonna show these people. He went after them people. He was bold. Come on, somebody. He had all this confidence. He was super encouraged. He knew he was impactful. He ran up on them and said, listen, I'm gonna let you say what you need to say and do what you need to do first. But my comeback is gonna be bigger than your comeback because I know who I serve. I'm telling you, this man was confident. This man could dry up and hold back rain. I'm telling y'all what I know from the Bible, okay? And he did. He showed up. He showed out. He sure did. He killed all her people, okay? Killed all her little tribe. I'm trying to tell y'all something. And Jezebel said to him, I'm going to get you. That's that tongue. That's that. Every tongue that rises up against you shall be condemned. That's that tongue. People start talking about you. People start putting their mouth on what God has told you to do. People start putting their mouth on how you look and how you walk and how you talk. That's that tongue. It's very powerful when we're not recalibrated, when we're not centered in who we know God to be for us. Not who we know for God to be like all the church folk. Come on, somebody. Religion done got completely out of hand, done got totally crazy. You can't tell right from left, left from right, up or down, because everybody got a different way on how you're supposed to be walking this thing out that you totally done forgot how God showed up for you in the very beginning. Go back to basics. Elijah got off track. He began to listen to the words of Jezebel. He began to listen to what she had to say. Suddenly, her words became more powerful than God. This is a man who was locked in with God. This is a man who could... Let me tell y'all something. Blew my mind when Holy Spirit said, let me show you what was happening. Elijah went to the king and was talking to the king. And the word of God said that as he was talking to the king, he was also in heaven talking to God. This man was in two places at one time talking. This man was bad. I'm telling y'all what I know. I'm telling you, he was a bad man. He knew how to walk. He knew how to be diplomatic. He knew how to speak things that were effective and that were influential in his time. He wasn't prideful. He was humble. He knew how to have a balance out of influence and power. He knew how to carry it just right. But in that moment, of somebody who had influence, of somebody who was known to do what they say and say what they do. Jezebel, that heifer talked her talk and she walked her walk. When she said something, it happened. And he got confused on who was the greater power. Some of us get like that. We all over social media and we tied to this click and that click and this group and that group, following here and following there, paying for this and paying for that. We forget who's the true power. And those people who are not, right, we begin to be conformed to this world instead of renewing our mind. We begin to conform to other people's strategies and how they say it should be done or how it worked for them. And we forget about the power, the true source. And then them tongues start coming. Then people start yapping and they get together and come up after you. And before you know it, you got your head under the cover. Before you know it, you hiding out. You ducking and you dodging. You're questioning yourself. You're questioning your ability. You're questioning your identity. You're questioning your purpose. You're questioning your assignment. You're not walking it out. You're ducking and you're dodging because of the words that rise up in judgment. But God says, I'm going to condemn them. I'm going to shut it all down. I need you to be focused on me. I always tell people, I don't, in my mind, when Peter got out the boat, he wasn't seeing wind and rain. This was a deeper spiritual thing. When Peter got out the boat, he was seeing things in the spirit. I'm telling y'all what Holy Spirit showed me. Now, this is for me. Get your own revelation, okay? That's what I'm saying. It's personal. But I remember reading that story, and Holy Spirit was like, he wasn't concerned about the wind and the rain. Why? Because the wind and the rain wasn't nothing new when Peter got out the boat. That wind and that rain was there before he got out the boat. What Peter began to see some stuff in the spirit. Okay, I'm trying to tell y'all. He began to see. I'm telling you, if Jesus tell you to come walk on some water and do something that hasn't been done before, that means that you are not superficial. You're in a whole nother level. You're on a whole nother plane. You're hearing and you're seeing things on a whole nother level. God is trying to take some people in their business. God is trying to take some people in their ministry. God is trying to take some people to some places that's going to open up a whole nother level. And when that level opens up, it's going to take a minute for you to get calibrated and for you to get locked in. But if you stay consistent, you stay dedicated to that personal relationship. I know God for myself. I don't care what nobody else says. You'll begin to continue to walk. I'm telling y'all, Peter went to another level. That's all. Wasn't the wind and the rain. He began to see stuff he wasn't seeing prior to that opportunity, prior to being given that authority. What did she say? She says, when God talks to you, it will mark and define you. Peter got marked. Jesus said, come walk on this water, boy. Go and get out the boat. Come on. Yes, me. Come on over here. Let me show you some things. Let me show you your ability. Let me show you what the next level looks like. Let me show you how capable you are. Let me show you how empowered you are. Let me show you the authority that you carry. Let me bring you up another level on faith. I'm done. I got to get out of here. I'm going to go take care of my patients, y'all.
And listen, I hope that blessed you as much as it blesses me when I listen back to it. I'm really enjoying this series of story time, recognizing God's prophetic voice. I'm just really enjoying exploring, even for me in my new season, what that looks like for me now, with the new challenges, y'all, with the new experiences, with the goods, the bads, the ups and the downs. I'm glad that no matter how we evolve, no matter how our seasons change, no matter the highs and the lows, God's voice remains the same if we but only tap in. So again, I'm so happy that you guys joined me. Everyone who has supported my podcast, again, I shout you out. I love you so much. I appreciate you. You could listen to any other podcast and you listen to this one. I'm not going to apologize for it being so long because I just think it's really good information. I just really think it's a great conversation. So I will not apologize for the length of this particular episode. Again, if you haven't checked me out and you're new to the podcast, I encourage you to go check out my solo link. Check out my YouTube page, the Spiritual Growth Academy. We drop some amazing material there. You can also check out my personal YouTube channel, which is Athena Stewart. That's Athena, A-T-H-Y-N-A, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. That's where I go live in person while recording the podcast, so you can see my face as I record the podcast. Go check it out. Like, subscribe, support your girl. Remember, digital currency, likes are digital currency, so we appreciate that. Again, I pray that you guys are getting something out of the podcast episodes and that they are blessing you as much as they are blessing me. Until the next episode, you guys, love you so much. Bye now.